Welcome. You're tuned into Adelante with Arlene. I'm your host, Arlene. Have you ever felt anxious? Have you ever worried? Are you worried right now? Is this something that you find yourself doing more and more and more lately? Well, today I want to talk about not just anxiousness and worry, but a little bit more.
Let's get started.
Anxiousness. What is anxiety? What is worry?
I was reading a book by Joyce Myers, Christian author, encourager, woman of God, teacher, and the book is called The Answer to Anxiety. The book on the subtitle says, How to Break Free from the Tyranny of Anxious Thoughts and Worry. Well, I'm only probably about to page 30 or something, and I've just been so highly blessed by this book. And on the book, in the book, she defines anxiety as, quote, spending today worrying about tomorrow. Have you felt that way? Or spending today fearing or dreading tomorrow? Again, I ask you, are you feeling worried today? Are you feeling troubled? Well, I've learned that feeling worried for me and for many of us is because we are plagued with uncertainty, dread, fear. And sometimes it is that we are replaying some of our previous past long time ago mistakes, or maybe just the other day. And we are anxious because we don't even forgive ourselves, as God has already forgiven us, for something we did. Now, there are still consequences to some bad choices we might make. But I assure you that with God, all things are possible. What I mean by that is we don't have to be anxious about anything. The Word of God says that with prayer and petition, we're to present and thanksgiving our requests before God. Yes. And the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and our mind in Him. So are you feeling anxious today? Please understand that while anxiety is a common reaction to a stressful situation, it is important to remember that we have a choice to intentionally choose not to worry. I am reminded, key point, that God is always with us and that He can, God can, and that He is willing to help us walk in peace. The Word of God says in Psalm 94:19 that when anxiety in us gets great within us, our consolation is that He can bring us joy in the midst of all that. And that anxiousness, the Bible says, makes us worry. And worry in our heart weighs us down. But a good word makes us glad. I learned when I came to the Lord that there were some older friends that I had that I needed to cut off my life. They were not and are not bad people, don't get me wrong. It's because I needed to surround myself around people that would encourage me, that would lift me up, give me a little swift kick when I needed it in regards to pushing me through if I was getting into some slump that was going to lead me into worse a fearful state, anxious state, or a place of hopelessness. And that I needed to cut those people off that were adding to my anxiety and to my stress. Now, well, it's true, we can't just dismiss and get rid of everyone in our lives. We will work in situations and places where somebody will, at one point or another, stress us out. And if we are the type of people like myself that can easily get stressed and easily get anxious, then that is something that's going to occur. But how we react to those situations to help ourselves out, well, that's the key. That's key point number two. How are you, let me ask this question, reacting when you are in a stressful situation? Well, the first thing for me might be to get panicked. Well, since I know that already, I have learned some tools that help me. And one of the things that helps me calm myself down is to breathe. when I get too anxious, I get short of breath. And you can either get an anxiety attack or a panic attack. I then have to evaluate quickly, why am I feeling this way? Why? Well, I can tell you that I've been conditioned as I grew up to be in an environment where my mom was always worried and extremely anxious. And now at 80 something, she still is that way. So I had to learn that I do not, as much as I love my mom, have to accept that for my life. And instead, I have to learn healthy tools on how to walk through with faith so that I won't allow my heart to get anxious and to be consumed with worry, because it has led me before and can lead any of us into depression. And I am acknowledging that anxiety is rooted in fear. And if I trust that God has control and that he can do things that I cannot do, always better, always the best for us, then I can just surrender anything, all my uncertainty, all my doubts, and all my fears to him. Because anxiety causes us to lose our joy. And the word of God says that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and I want his strength. Do you want his strength today? And the word of God reminds us in Nehemiah 8:10, not to grieve, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Anxiousness. Some of us have been so used to being worried or anxious that sometimes we think that being worried about a situation makes it seem like we care more about a person because we're worried about them. Well, the truth is, I'm not God. You're not God. We can only control as much as we can, but we must take a step forward to understand that our lives and the lives of others are in the hands of God. Now, I'm not trying to sound like doom and gloom here. I'm expressing there are some things that we have control of. What we think about, we can control. How we react, we can control. How we process things, we can control those things. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I cannot control them without having God in my life, without guidance, without the tools that I have learned, without the therapy that I have gone through and continue to go through, without seeking good help. Not always do I have a friend to talk to. As we get older, I don't know, for some of us, and you move away, you may be married and the only friend you have is your husband, which, by the way, that puts a lot of pressure on spouses to have only one friend. I have probably two good friends that I love to call and that I trust that have been my friends for years, and we can just talk. But when they're busy, because they will be, they have lives of their own, I have to remember that I have the Lord. And by the power of his Holy Spirit, he can and is willing to help me through so that my faith will not fail and will not waver. Isaiah 40:29 says that the Lord promises to give us and to provide us with strength. It says he gives us power. He gives power to the faint, and to him or her who has no might, he increases strength. Have you felt so weak because you just don't know what to do and you want to fix things? I have that mentality. I want to fix things. I wanted to fix people. I wanted to change them. And while helping people is good and trying to advise them the right way and counsel your friends, even past relationships, you are not their God. You cannot make them do what they don't want to do. You can just be the best light and influence in their lives that you can be. But the rest is up to them whether they want to or do not want to walk in the way of peace and godly wisdom. You see, I've learned that God's wisdom in me, could be in you too. His word is full of his wisdom. If his wisdom is in you, then you can make it through a day at a time without being fearful, without being anxious. You see, the wisdom of God, the word of God says that the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. See, wisdom reflects God's thoughts, godly wisdom and teachings. And it's something that we should desire, because without God's thoughts and understanding, we will make painful mistakes. That's a quote from the Joyce Meyer's book. I'll read it again. Wisdom reflects God's thoughts and teachings. And it is something we should all desire, because without God's thoughts and understanding, we will make painful mistakes. Now, of course, growing up, at one time or another, we've made mistakes. Granted, we know that. But hopefully we have learned from our mistakes. It's part of growing up. Repeated mistakes becomes a problem. We'll solve no problems. We've all been there, done that. But with godly wisdom, we can move forward and never repeat that same mistake again. And while our parents we go to sometimes, our grandmas and our grandpas, for advice, and some of it is wonderful and beneficial. But as I've walked in the Lord, I've realized some of it is not, because they too are human. So I've learned a lot from my parents on what to do in life, but I've also learned a lot of what not to do. Forgiving them, because they too are human. I've learned a lot from my grandmas on what to do. There's a lot I've learned on what not to do. Because we are only human. But when we seek the wisdom of God, rest assured, it might go contrary to what your friends might think or contrary to what your family might think. But if you seek him, he will always lead you the right way. Now, what happens when we refuse godly wisdom? When we don't listen to godly or wise counsel, which, by the way, he will use his own people, those who are walking in his wisdom, to counsel you most of the times and to help us make wiser decisions. Now, people can't make decisions for us unless we're children. But as adults, we are called to learn how to make decisions for ourselves. Most of all, we all start and we will continue to stop living in obedience to God when we don't seek him to help us make these wise decisions. We will stop living in obedience to God if we don't seek him. Number two, what happens when we refuse God's wisdom? We become more interested in the outcome of our current actions rather than be more interested in what God wants for us that might be contrary to what we're interested in, but it's the best for us. You see, because our ways are not God's ways. We hear that. And the Bible says, taste and know that God is good. Thy will be done, his will. When we say thy will be done, know this, it'll be his will. His will not always be what we desire, because his ways are better than our ways. And he changes our desires to line up with what is best for us. Proverbs 1:25-31 says that if we do rebuke godly wisdom, if we do not seek it or accept it, then there will be consequences. It says here, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, disaster might strike us. Calamity might overtake us. Distress and trouble will overwhelm us. I'm paraphrasing. This is the gist of Proverbs 1:25-31. If we are not interested in what he has for us and his wisdom for us in day-to-day things, then these things will come over us, calamity like a storm. And I assure you, I understand what that means. When we were young and we don't listen to some good advice that our parents give us, it's good advice, and you learn that a little later in life, right? We choose to do our thing our way. Many times, calamity has hit. Bad decisions have caused us a lot of pain. You may say that's part of growing up. Yes, but some of us don't grow up. Some of us continue to make the same mistakes over and over again and have a rebellious nature that we don't want to listen to someone that has godly advice, somebody who's mature, somebody who's been through it already, and instead we want to do it our way, when all they want to do is love us and protect us from walking in that pain, in that calamity, and making foolish decisions. Well, that's how it is with our God. Now, is listening to and following wisdom a priority in your life? It should be. God's word says, do not fool yourself, because if anybody thinks he knows a lot of the things of this world, he has had better become a fool. Then he may become wise, because the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. The holy writings say that he is the one who gets them in a trap when they use their own wisdom. They also say that the Lord knows how the wise thinks. His thinking is worth nothing. Our thinking, our ways, our wisdom is foolishness to God. You know, we've always say knowledge is power. Yeah, knowing intellectually something is powerful. It can help you. It could help us get out of some situations, know how to do a better job, know something that someone else may not be the specialty of another person, and help us in organizations, you know, like the body of Christ. You know, I may sing well while somebody's not a singer, but they're a better greeter and an usher. So it's like every part of the body has a function. But knowledge itself cannot operate well if not saturated by godly wisdom. Sometimes you can have all the intellect in the world and all the knowledge in the world and not know what in the world to do with it beyond the natural. You see, God is supernatural. God's spirit, his Holy Spirit, can enable us to make a difference in this life. Not because we want the accolades or we want to be known or we want to be famous, but because we want to be used of God. So, today, I asked you, are you anxious? Are you worried? And then I went and started speaking about wisdom. Because the wisdom of God in our lives on a day-to-day basis will enable us to see things as they are, but understand that there's another side to what we're seeing right now. And if we focus our eyes on him, we will see through that fog, through that circumstance, through that problem, and we will find our joy and our strength in him instead of falling into the pit of anxiety, fear, which leads us to depression, sadness, and we feel entrapped by it. We don't see victory when we are focused on the problem. But when we have godly wisdom, we put a different set of eyes on in a spiritual sense, and we say, no, my hope comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My strength comes from the Lord. Though 1,000 may fall on my side, 10,000 on another side, my eyes will be focused on him. Because he will mount me on the wings of eagles. He will help me to walk and not get weary. I will run and I will not faint. I will persevere, and so will you. So today it was just a little bit because I'm not finished with the book, and the Bible helps you even more. There's a lot of scripture in this book. What is the answer to anxiety or worry? You know what it is? Stop thinking the thoughts you think and instead place your thoughts on God. Refocus and look onto him, for he is the lifter of our heads. Thank you for tuning into Adelante with Arlene. I hope this short little My Thoughts video has blessed you in some way or another. Don't allow yourself to be fooled thinking that your wisdom or my wisdom is the greatest wisdom of all, because it's not. We're human. We will make mistakes. We will have unanswered questions. We will worry at times. But when we focus on the problem, we will never see the solution. Instead, keep your eyes upon God and allow your faith to grow so that fear will not contaminate your faith. Don't forget to share my videos. Give me a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe and check out my other platforms, podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stream, NewsRadio.com, and so much more. What do I say at the end of every video? And
see you at the
Until